Welcome to the Healing Ground Movement, a podcast dedicated to revolutionizing how we think about our bodies and our health. I'm your host, Dr. Carly Hudson, DC, and I have lived my life in pursuit of holistic healing and care that goes beyond symptom management. If you've been listening and like what you're hearing, head over to your favorite platform and leave us a review so we can reach more people with our important message. Enjoy today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Healing Ground Movement podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Carly Hudson, and with me today, we have Cami Giltner. She will be talking with us a little bit about finding that purposeful life within our career and how that comes back and really reflects on our health and well-being as individuals. Cami believes women's voices matter. She is a connector, a storyteller, a business coach for women. Her entrepreneurial journey was sparked by the birth of a horse over a decade ago. The magical epiphany moment led Cami to discover her purpose of leading changemaker women to give voice to their most important messages and create a ripple effect of worldly impact. Cami weaves soulful inspiration into mindful business strategies, helping her clients uplevel their business. With decades of leadership, marketing, strategic planning, and business growth expertise, Cami guides her clients to master their marketing, money, and mindset. Cami's soulful spirit leads her clients to unleash their magical manifestation powers and live out loud, fueled with vitality and courage. Thank you so much for joining us today, Cami. I'm so excited to have this conversation.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. It's such an honor. And it's so good that we've gotten a chance to know each other just a few weeks ago. And I'm just honored to be here.
It's been so much fun. I think it's one of, the gifts of this last year is I've been feeling my network just expand as everyone is reaching out from their homes. And I'm getting a chance to meet incredible women like yourself has been just phenomenal.
And it's interesting, right? I mean, it's such an easy opportunity for us to meet people in different ways than what was traditional. And I think it'll probably will change forever.
I think so too. I'm already excited to do a tour of the East Coast when I get a chance and meet these people that I don't know in person yet, but right. Are just so important to my life now.
Right. And we're just over the hill from each other. So
we can go really far away. Well, wonderful. Well, Cami, can you give us a little bit more about your background? Because you've got an incredible women's group. You've got a podcast of your own. And I would love to hear more about this epiphany with the horse.
Oh, I was in the corporate world for many years. 20 plus years. I was in an executive role, traveled the world, had lots of great experiences, had team members all around the world. And I got laid off one day. Mm-hmm. And I always say that was one of my best gifts that ever happened to me. Mm-hmm. And I went on a journey from that point to find what I was meant to do. And I actually at that time thought I was going to go back to the corporate world. You would have never told me that I was going to go start my own business at that point. Mm-hmm. And as I was taking all this time and slowing down and being in my own just introspection, where's my life meant to go? It took me about 17 months that I was in that kind of a inquiry. Mm-hmm. And there was a day I had gone on an interview with a company that I was not excited about. And I was like, I don't really want that job. I don't want to go back to that life, but I don't know what that's meant to look like. And I was actually pretty emotional that day. And I was on the phone with a coach and I was in tears. I'm like, I don't know what I'm meant to do. I really just don't know. I'm in tears and I'm trying to figure it out. And she's like, today, just take time and go out and breathe your horse's breath. And I was like, okay, that's an interesting thing. I mean, that's an interesting bit of wisdom, which turned out to be brilliant wisdom because mm-hmm. it was a snowy Colorado day. I walked out the door and the trees are all weighted down in snow. So it was like, that really peaceful sound that comes when it's snowed a whole, it was like 18 inches. So it just has a different sound outside.
Oh, it's a weighty silence. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I walked out to the barn and my horse was there and she was at the gate and it was, she had frost on her whiskers. And I just took this time with her for a moment, breathing in, just pausing. And then I turned around, I put my head up to her back. And it was like, I had this magical epiphany moment where all the pieces came into place. It's like all the puzzle pieces suddenly were like, you're not supposed to go back to the corporate world. That's why this doesn't feel right. And it's what opened the door. It was like this moment. And it was actually equine guided coaching. So I had been learning about some people who were doing equine guided coaching, helping people in leadership, helping people figure out their next chapter. And I was like, that's just really the coolest thing. And so it was something that I had learned about in the weeks prior to that. And it was like, go do this. This is, you've been a horse person your whole life, go do this. And so it was actually the horses that took me into being an entrepreneur. It was what really started my business back in, I think it was 2009, that I found that journey. And I was in Northern California doing my training shortly thereafter and became a certified equine guided coach. And that's what opened it all up. The whole journey opened up.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's a journey ever since, right? It's always evolving, changing, growing and expanding. And so that journey of letting a horse bring me into that space has been just really amazing.
Oh, and as you've talked about that journey and everything evolving ever since, I just had this hit that I never really thought of before. And I definitely never survived very long in the corporate world. I've said before, I'm terribly unhireable, but that when you kind of follow that spark of what you're supposed to do and really creating your own path through the career, it is more of a journey, at least me, from the way I envision working in a corporate world, where yes, there is a ladder to climb, but a ladder is not a journey. A ladder is a process.
That's a really good point. And I think that when you step into more purpose-driven work, I mean, it was clearly a purpose calling that was pulling me in that direction and saying, come this way. And what would happen was the universe gets in all behind you and doors start to open and opportunities start to open and the right people drop into your life. And it is a flow versus a climbing up a ladder. And it's letting go of the, I mean, you think about climbing a ladder, there's grasping associated with that, right?
Yeah.
And when you think about how, when we get into our work, that's our purpose driven work, we're in a flow and things happen for us that we would never have been able to even guess or imagine. And that's the beauty of it.
Oh, I love that. We got to keep running with this ladder conversation. I mean, but to have that idea of the grasping versus, you know, when you go into that movement, it does require a lot more trust. It does require, we use the language flow. A lot of entrepreneurs use that kind of language where it is, you kind of cast yourself into the river and sort of trust where you're going and where the bends will take you, though you can't see as clearly as the climb up a ladder.
That's so true. So true. Yeah. I think that I've never had that analogy come up, but I really like it because you can viscerally feel the difference.
Yeah, and doing your own thing kind of has a little more terror in that way. But
oh, totally.
That's kind of what I want to get to. It's so many. And we'll kind of start talking about, you know, why listening to that inner call and doing things that light you up and let you follow your passion is, you know, such a big part of your health and your well-being. But I've been having conversations with people lately that as you start to make that shift and decide that you want to do things differently, we can't keep blowing past the point, the discussion where it is just a little terrifying and it is a whole different language and a whole different way of moving that you have to learn. And we can't take that for granted either.
That's so true. And it's really interesting because when I did start my business, I also was bringing a background of a lot of positive psychology, appreciative inquiry that I had incorporated into my work in the corporate world. And I wanted to incorporate into how I coached with my people. And one of the things was, you know, I wanted to stay in, I had in this mindset, I want to stay in the positive, right?
Yeah.
And so there was this really, another horror story. This is really interesting, but I was pretty early in my business, I was co-coaching with one of my friends. We were coaching each other with the horses and it was a really windy day. And she said to me, and I was like standing with this horse and we were, and the horse's name was Windy Day of all things. So it's like just a really funny thing. Right. And we were like leaning into the wind and I was in this contemplation. I didn't know what I wanted to explore. And my friend who was working with me, it was who is a highly intuitive person, she sat there. She says, you know, why you got, I see the two of you really bracing into the wind. And then she says, what's that about? And I said, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it. She says, well, do you want to know what my intuition is giving me? And I'm like, sure. And she says, I'm sensing some fear. And I was like, oh no, oh no. Because this is the positive side of me saying, I don't want to go down that route. Right. Mm-hmm. And when, as soon as that came out of my mouth, I knew that that wasn't true. And I had this moment of, oh, I am terrified. What am I saying? I am totally terrified. And it's like this. And I was in the midst of writing a deck of inspiration cards. Mm-hmm. And I went home that night. So she was, her comment to me was like, well, I think you have some work to do around the whole fear thing. And I'm like, I think you're right. And so I went home and wrote a card out of my deck that is about looking into the eyes of fear. Mm-hmm. And that means starting to really tune into that. When it shows up, embrace it, because the fear is our gift. The fear can help us break through to a next level. Mm-hmm. And when we start to see that fear, and if we ignore it, we just keep hiding it and we don't grow with it. Mm-hmm. And if we look into the eyes of fear and become friends with that fear, we grow, we expand. So there's an expansion in that. And it was like such a beautiful lesson for me to learn. And, you know, over the course, you know, all the way through, you know, growing my business is about 11 years old now. And every time we go to that next level, we have a new fear to move through. And when we step into it, we expand, we grow. And it keeps us in that flow that we're talking about, that flow of being able to trust that where we're going and we're being given all the right lessons at all the right times that keep us stepping into that bigger purpose that we're meant to serve.
Well, and again, as we keep looking at, you know, the world from which you came and where you coach and inspire women, it's that there's no room for fear and bootstrapping. Right. I mean, that's really just something that we have had to learn almost as a cultural given to shove that way down and way out because it gets in the way of achievement.
Right.
So it is a complete mind shift to say that this fear is an opportunity.
The biggest growth lesson in my entire life. I mean, it's a spiritual journey. It's, mm-hmm. it's opened me up to exploring who I truly am and showing up in such different ways. And I think about my old corporate days, I was buttoned up. I mean, I can find pictures of me being so buttoned up.
Like, and literally collar up.
Totally, right? Suit, buttoned up, collar. I mean, even go back to, I mean, if you go back, God forbid, to the 80s where we had the little bows on our, I'm like, oh my God. But the whole, it's like all of those layers come off and open up. And it's really interesting. I've seen, you know, I've gone and watched some, I love to go be inspired by watching speakers. And I went and mm-hmm. saw three board members of a large corporation, women board members of a large corporation a couple of years ago speak. And they were really inspirational. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I saw this reflection of what, you know, my former being buttoned up approach and just even the walls that kind of show up. And I think, and, you know, you think about women in the corporate world and these women were blazing trails, no doubt, right? I mean, they were truly blazing trails. And at the same time, they had walls that were up and, mm-hmm. and I was just in a different place in my journey. And it wasn't a sense of judgment. It was just a sense of observation and being really grateful that those walls of mine had come down. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to really put your finger on it until you start to feel it and experience it. But there's this openness that comes with it. And there's just a trust that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I was seeing in those three board members on that day was something that they'd been fighting a battle, right? I mean, they'd literally been fighting a battle in the corporate world and, you know, breaking mm-hmm. the trails and that sort of thing. And I honor that. And I hope at some point they're able to find that openness in their world.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as we think about those walls coming down and having that space, the impact it has, not just on our careers and our ability to succeed, but on ourselves personally.
Exactly.
we get to stop putting up these walls and saying my corporate life is separate from my family life, which is separate mm-hmm. from my health, which is separate from that time, you know, that small nugget of time I get just for me.
Yeah.
All of that is manufactured and creates limitations about what we can do for our own health and well-being on a mental, physical, spiritual, emotional level.
Yes.
The walls come down and
it's not to say that I'm perfect at it by any means. I mean, I can tell you that when I was in the corporate world, my body was breaking. I was getting sick. I was getting all the signposts that were and, you know, 11 years into being an entrepreneur, I can find it. And I, you know, you do all the different tests and all those different mm-hmm. things. I have that driver in me and I have that high achiever role in me. And I have to be really cognizant to not let myself go there. That's probably, you know, it's people ask me what some of the hardest lessons I've learned is to be able to stay. It's like, you know, you learn how mm-hmm. to go into a more grounded space and then you get excited about something. Then you start driving. It's like, okay, now wait a minute. This is not what this is about. So mm-hmm. there's this constant remembering.
Yeah.
Come back, stay true to me. Don't get out into the drive mode, be in the being mode, and it flows to you much, much better
mm-hmm.
if you're in that space.
But like you said, it's not, and it harkens back to what you said at the beginning of our recording, where it is a journey. We are still going on it. And
right.
we don't flip the switch and, you know, take off the high collar and say, cool, got that now. I mean, because I'll do the same thing. I went through all kinds of education in my grad school and getting a doctorate is a highly driven, highly competitive thing. And I am daily unlearning and then remembering what I previously unlearned so I can keep unlearning because we have that drive, but it is that push-pull and a little bit of the shadow side of all these pieces of us that really allow for that flow because Absolutely. Being lackadaisical and unmotivated is going to serve just as poorly as a mm-hmm. rigid, single-minded pursuit. You know, endless pursuit.
Yeah. And so one of my words for this year, my theme for this year mm-hmm. is soft lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that because that keeps, if I remember that theme every day,
mm-hmm.
it helps me think, oh, you're being a little bit, you know, linear here on this part, or come back to the soft lines and be in this space. So that's been my word for this year.
I love it. Oh, that's great. And I like with the soft lines, again, it's not the complete abandoning,
yeah.
but it is like, we got some fuzzy room. We got some room yeah. to wiggle in here.
And there's awareness in that, right? I think yeah. that's, you can be really aware in soft lines where your presence is there, your groundedness is there. And the soft lines around you keeps things open and expansive
mm-hmm.
versus, you know, more, you know, pull towards you
yeah.
Energetically. So there's a lot that kind of plays into that concept.
I like the awareness. I feel like that's an always theme that goes throughout our conversations here on the Healing Ground is that awareness is the sweet spot. It's mm-hmm. it's the Goldilocks of health and life and relationship. Because just as you were describing here, it's like you can go too rigid and the rigidity demands no awareness because you're just following whatever protocol you've created for your life, whatever industry, whatever you're in. Mm-hmm. But also the lackadaisical, there is also no awareness there because it is a bit aimless. And that
right.
sweet spot.
Finding mm-hmm. that. And it's really, you know, I had to find that in my business. And it's what I teach my clients is this showing up and how we resonate the energy mm-hmm. of who we are. You can have all the right branding and the marketing and all of that in the right place. And if you're not resonating on a high vibrational mode,
mm-hmm.
you're not attracting the right people into your business. You're not attracting the right opportunities and partnerships and collaborations and all of those things because you get into a rigid approach to it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that resonate, I love really playing with, I actually call it the R factor, how we resonate. And there's, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of components to it, but it's that energy of how we show up in the world and how we're engaging and interacting with people. And it's so powerful when we turn that up, Mm-hmm. That's what makes businesses grow. And like I said, you can have all the other pieces in place. And if you're not taking care of this part, mm-hmm. that's where businesses get stuck.
Yeah. It's almost like talking from that why and what are you doing? And yes. find other people who share that with you.
Yes.
So when you talk to your clients and you teach them about, you know, running their business and kind of rising above these rigid structures that we've all kind of been taught we are supposed right. to follow.
Right.
What are some of the surprising rules that you find don't serve us anymore?
There's some good ones on this. And it's to me, I'm a trained marketer, right? That was what my degree was in. And I was 20 plus years in the corporate world as a VP of marketing, branding, all those sorts of things. I was, you know, it was entrenched in my being and in mm-hmm. what I did. And what I started to really think about when I started to look at marketing through a different lens, the first rule is really to build marketing from the inside out. So to build our brand from this essence of who we are, this light that's inside of us, mm-hmm. because as we build that, then we start to build a brand that no one else can own. Which leads right into the second one, which is that there's no such thing as competition when you build your brand from the inside out. You know, and as former marketing person, I had spent so much time on competitive analysis and all that was like a big part of what I had to do in my mm-hmm. former roles. And I don't do that today. I look at somebody who does something that I do and I'm like, oh, they do something that's really close to what I do, but it's unique. And my clients will get something really magical from what they're bringing to the table. So how can we collaborate on that? Mm-hmm. And it's such a different energy to look at how we show up in the world and serve the people that we're meant to serve if we show up in collaboration. And
I love that. And I kind of want to jump in before you head on to some of the other rules. It's when we talk about that competitive analysis, mm-hmm. I see such a broad application of that mm-hmm. because especially in the world of social media and having these competitive images that we put up.
Yes, yes.
If we are constantly competing for the cleanest kitchen or the prettiest birthday cake that we homemade from, you know, the flour we milled in our backyard or whatever the line is, all of those the images will compete with each other. But again, yes. if you're coming from that place of why, now you're showing up as the mother, the father, the partner, the whoever it is you're supposed to be. And there is no competition within that.
Yeah. And it's so relatable. People mm-hmm. want to know the real person showing up on social media. They mm-hmm. don't want to know the perfectness. Nobody likes perfection. Nobody mm-hmm. likes perfection. And so it's like, how can we just be ourselves and just show up perfectly imperfect mm-hmm. and really just open into being our, you know, sharing who we are and in mm-hmm. the real life scenarios in our world. Mm-hmm. And there people, I always say that people fall in love with souls, not faces.
Yeah.
And that's what they connect with, right? They connect mm-hmm. with us showing up in our true stories and our true, this was hard. This was difficult. How did you experience this? And asking questions and sharing the stories that people can relate to. It's like, gosh, she gets what I'm going through.
Yeah. And it takes away all those boundaries we were talking about. When yes. the rule is to be authentic in your personal life, and as it turns out, in your marketing and career life, that authenticity, that lack of competitive analysis serves you in both places. You're not having this divisive structure within your brain. You can come from that central why, that yes. who you are across the board.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Which I think leads nicely into the next one, which is very much about don't follow the formulas. There's so many people out there saying there's 5 steps to this, 7 steps to that. and it's not a formula. When we are showing up in our business and our truth and serving our people the way that we're meant to serve, and really looking at how we show up in our truth, in our stories, and all of that leads to a client attraction. It leads to people wanting to be a part of your community. So, mm-hmm. you know, if you can spot the formulas a mile away, you know, somebody is using all the formulas in their marketing. It's like, oh my God, please. You know, it's like, they're not real. It's like they've just dropped in words underneath of a formula mm-hmm. and it's nobody relates to that.
So that's the third one, is throw out the formulas. The fourth one is something that I'm really passionate about. And that is another thing that you see a lot in marketing, where people are using scarcity and pain-based tactics to, you know, you, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen to you. You know, your business mm-hmm. is going to fail. You're, I mean, there's, I have a whole library of examples that are just so ugly, and they're so mm-hmm. live vibrational marketing that people mm-hmm. put out into the world. And so I always teach my clients, you have to speak your client's love language. Mm-hmm. And that means you have to understand the challenges and the pains that your ideal clients are having. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the emotions associated with that. And even more importantly, the third part of that is to understand what your clients desire and aspire to. Mm-hmm. And if you start to speak to that, your language, your marketing language, and how you speak with your clients is expansive. It's aspirational. It helps them see a possibility that they may not otherwise see. And if you think, you know, on the contrast of that, if you're marketing from a pain base, you're lowering their energy. It's like, yeah. Oh my, I'm feeling less than because of, and you, yeah. you see a lot of advertising and marketing that makes people feel less than, and that's not what when I think about what my purpose is about lifting people up and helping them see possibilities that they didn't see. So the fourth one here is really to throw out those scarcity-based, pain-based marketing approaches.
Oh man, I couldn't agree with that one more. And I really love that you put that in as a key foundational piece of this. So mm-hmm. I always say that if your argument is based in fear and shame, you yeah. need a better argument.
Yeah.
And again, we're seeing that across the board these days. And that is the algorithms of social media, that is the entire platform of mass media. Any yeah. channel you turn on, it is about fear and trying to bring up that scarcity and that urgency for whatever their message, whatever side of the aisle they're on, it's the same tactic. Yes. And how often are we getting the advice now for your own health and well-being? Turn off the TV, yes. turn off the news.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So with you as an individual talking to, you know, your family, your community, or you as an entrepreneur and brand maker, do you want to be part of that noise that nobody wants to listen to and science is saying you shouldn't for your own mental health? Or can we find a way to inspire and to have an argument that speaks to the greater good of yourself and those that you surround yourself with?
It's in such a beautiful way to look at it, Carly, because it's, we get to make the choice how we show up in the world. We can take the hooks and the, you know, we can choose to go down the pathway of, you know, do it this way because it's going to work. And then there's science that will set people do buy sometimes based on that. Mm-hmm. There's also science based on, I mean, and I can look at my own world, right? I know whenever I've invested in my business, it has not been out of fear. It's because that person mm-hmm. painted something that was different, something brighter, something that, and I like, yes, that's what I'd like. Mm-hmm. And so if we choose which energy we want to be in, mm-hmm. it's our choice. And it absolutely goes right back to the betterment of the world, because the more we all start making choices toward how we show up in our integrity, how we show up in how we serve people, what that why behind why we serve the people that we serve, mm-hmm. all of that shifts the earth. I mean, our world, I mean, so I believe that. And I think this is something that's inherent in us as women, yeah. and that I believe that women's wisdom is the medicine our earth needs. And I think this is part of it, right? It's shifting how we are being, shifting how we are making choices, shifting how we are serving. Mm-hmm. All of that is a choice we have within us. And it's taking the high road to how we serve with integrity.
Absolutely. And having that be part of our conversation, you do have to, again, go back to your initial, you know, that first rule that you brought up is marketing coming from why. Mm-hmm. And I really hope our listeners are hearing kind of this duality of the conversation here that, yeah, we're talking about literal marketing. And if you're an entrepreneur and there are so many, particularly in the pivots of this last year, just trying to get their feet mm-hmm. underneath them, mm-hmm. it's not marketing. But it's also how you're selling yourself, how you're showing up in community and to your family and any business that you're in. Yes. Coming from that why is your opportunity to come from a place of integrity and to make your choices from a place of integrity.
And I think if you look back, I mean, I left the corporate world in 2008, and there were a lot of people that were called to leave at that point. And mm-hmm. we're in another pivotal point where a lot of people are being called to leave again. Mm-hmm. And when I look at the people that left at that point in the work that they're doing today, there's mm-hmm. some amazing work that's being done that came out of that time frame. Mm-hmm. That is, it brings a different way of thinking. Yeah. And I think this is the, I mean, it, you know, 2020 was such a crazy year. We it's like we went through this portal and we are still coming out on the other side of it all.
Right. I don't recognize anything. Yeah. We're figuring it out.
Yeah. And it's like, we come through on this other side and we're like, okay, how do we lead differently in this time? Mm-hmm. And this is a question for every single one of us to think about. How do we lead differently in this time to mm-hmm. create the kind of world that we want to create?
Yes. Yes.
And that's the exciting piece, that if you're being called, if you're being pulled and saying, come a different way, mm-hmm. go deeper with that, go deeper into what does that mean for you, mm-hmm. and how can you show up in the gifts of who you are and the strengths of who you are and mm-hmm. the light of who you are and make an impact with that. Mm-hmm. And that's the leadership, I think, that so many of us are being called to step into and do things differently.
I love it. And it really is. As I've worked on this podcast, the more people I talk to, the more I see that we are just seeping in this desire to do things differently and to come yes. from a more human place. And there are a lot of large corporations that are following that
yes,
call.
Yes, totally.
They're realizing the toxicity of their workplace and that this will fall apart. And it is all of these choices. And I do agree, it's much more of a feminine energy that is bringing us towards this ability to take down these walls, to take down these artifacts of the Industrial Revolution, where we needed to become so linear, to become an assembly line and go back to the messy reality of being human.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the millennials, I think they are going to be in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. I have a niece who's in the corporate world. Mm-hmm. In leadership, you know, moving into leadership, and she's got all these opportunities opening mm-hmm. in front of her. They are going to lead differently than, you know, than we did mm-hmm. back in the day. And I think that it's exciting that, because mm-hmm. they're not going to put up with, I'm not going to live my life in that sort of a way. When I look at my son and he's, you know, he saw me working really hard in the corporate world as he was growing up, mm-hmm. he's made really different types of choices. And I honor that, because I think that whole age group is, mm-hmm. is part of this shift that's helping us move into a better place.
Well, and what we're observing this year is the same thing that happened kind of back in that 08 kind of era when the mm-hmm. corporate world shifted. Being an elder millennial myself, it's that we had this promise of a structure that would support us. And mm-hmm. when we had the market crash in 08, that entire structure was pulled out from under us. Right. And a lot of us still went through undergraduate and college degrees and got saddled with huge amounts of debt to now have jobs that can't hardly pay off that debt, let alone, you know, the basic needs we have. Mm-hmm. There is an absolute inability to turn away from the failings of that structure. And so yes. we seek to create a new one. Yes. And that, I think, will be a gift of 2020 as we look at the structures that fell apart. You know, there's structural racism throughout the United States. The healthcare mm-hmm. approach fell apart horrendously. Schools and access to support, all of these things, we can't look at them anymore and pretend that they are the icons that we held them to be for so long. So and true. That allows for change. Thank goodness.
Yes. And I think as difficult as 2020 has been, and I know mm-hmm. people have, you know, we've lost people. And I mean, it's been a really challenging journey. I mean, it's almost a year now that since all of this started. Mm-hmm. And I hope that our world is taking some really beautiful things from this year and mm-hmm. slowing down and being with family and making choices that we don't have to be on our rat race to to get where we're going. And I just think there's going to be so many good things that come from this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, I mean, I tend to think that way anyway. I mean, that's that side of me that, you know, believes that there is a golden light in every challenge that's there. And I truly believe that there's some really beautiful golden lights that come from this past year.
One of my favorite quotes that came from our conversations this year was Dr. Montserrat Andre saying that it is almost a necessity to us that we learn something from the loss of this year. Otherwise, what was it for? And it's that golden light that comes through.
Yes. Oh. And we're going to feel so much better too. I mean, I think we both feel better. It's like I know that one of the big things that I did in this past year was I put a lot of focus on my health, and I was working with a wellness coach all of this year. And when a lot of people were putting on 20 pounds, I was actually losing 20 pounds through the year because I was changing up, eating more plant-based and, you know, just making different choices that my body was saying, oh, thank you.
You just slow down and finally listen. It's like, I've been telling you this for years. Thank you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so all of this awareness and all of this coming from that central integrity of why and stepping away from competition and that competitive analysis. I think we made it through four. Is there
There's one more. There's one more. And we've kind of hit on it already. It's saying no to the hustle. Right. And so it's changing. It's not about the hustle. And it's not about that ladder, that rigid ladder. It is very much about finding your flow and in showing up differently as a being perspective, making the time and the space to take care of how you resonate. And that's my R factor, where I talk about, you know, we take care of our mindset on a daily basis. We take care of our bodies on a daily basis, whether it's our energetic body, our physical body in movement, or it's the nutrition that we're putting in our body. It's about taking care of spirit, however we spirit, and being aligned with it, because everybody's spirits differently. And so if we
that as a verb, that's a great verb.
I love using that as a verb. And when we spirit, however we spirit, we show up on our purpose. We find our purpose. We get in that journey. And then the fourth part of our factor is the community that we engage in, communities that uplift each other, and making sure that the people that we're around are uplifting and helping us see things from a brighter perspective. If we're feeling pulled down in a community, it's a good opportunity to shift that up. So those are the four parts that if we look at those on a daily basis, we resonate on a higher vibration. And that's that's when the magic really starts to happen in our businesses, in our lives, and all that we're dreaming of. That's how we can really open up to that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and then I'd really love to hear some examples or observations either from your own world or your client's world, because you've lived both, you've had your feet in both opportunities and what is different? What is palpable on the other side?
Oh, I'll tell you. I mean, so a really good example of this was I had gone down, my business grew pretty steadily for the first several years of my business. And then it kind of leveled out. And at that time I was starting to follow a lot of the shiny stars that are out there. This is why I get passionate about, you know, there's no such thing as formulas, and there's no magic button that you get to push that makes your business grow to the next level. It's like, it's showing up and being true to who you are. And I started to shift up all my marketing to all these ways that I've talked about that you don't do, right? It's like the pain base, the scarcity base, the follow the formulas. And my marketing went numb, right? It was like there was no spirit, there was no soul left in my marketing, because it sounded like everybody else's. And my business actually went flat, and then it dropped. And I was like, okay, something's off here. I need to shift something up. And so I took some time again to come back to myself. What's my business want to be? And, you know, journaling and playing with spirit, playing with the eclipse, and just the energy of whatever was happening at that time in that year, where I was being curious about what am I being called to do? And I dropped back into my brand again and recreated my brand in a way that was so authentically me again. Started that way. It got off course a little bit there, and then I went back to it. And from mm-hmm. the moment that I relaunched that brand, my business went, I mean, it's exponentially grown every year since then. So we can have all the right marketing in place, all the right ways that we're reaching our clients. And if we're not taking care of how we resonate, that's the piece that I learned in my business in that year where I was vibrating on low vibration because my marketing was low vibration. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so passionate about changing that up. When we start to tap into our businesses and serving at a high vibrational level, mm-hmm. our businesses open up for more possibilities. The universe says she's doing what she needs to do. Mm-hmm. Go step in behind her and help her out with that.
Oh, it's so true. And it all integrates so deeply into a mental, physical, emotional level. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, I was working in a job that I didn't love, that wasn't really supportive. And it also happened to be when I was pregnant. And I had the worst morning sickness. I was feeling so ill, and I was trying to just stick it out through this contract because I had a contract, and that was where my financial security was going to come through. And it just hit a breaking point, and we broke the contract and went our separate ways. And I had 10 days to open my own practice. And lo and behold, my morning sickness went away almost in an instant. I had an easy pregnancy for the rest of it. And even though I was opening my own chiropractic practice while pregnant, it flourished and grew exponentially over the years.
That is a beautiful story.
And it goes with listening to that intuition. And again, yes. it's still, we get that hard headed and it is a constant learning process because I went every way but through as long as I could thinking, no, this is what you are supposed to do. This is the process once you graduate. Mm-hmm. And I was tearing myself apart and the anxiety I was putting into that little kiddo inside my belly. It wasn't worth it. And turns out doing the terrifyingly scary thing absolutely was. And everything fell right into place.
Yeah, I love it. And that's exactly it. You opened up the doorway to mm-hmm. you opened the door to your practice and it started flourishing for you. That's awesome.
Oh absolutely. Yeah. It was beyond my wildest expectations. And I think that's what walking through fear with that knowledge of why you're doing it and coming from a place of integrity, it is beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So true.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing all this today. And for those that are inspired and enamored, as I know I am, you have some incredible communities online, your podcast. Tell us more about where you are and how we can get more of you.
So Facebook, my Extraordinary Women Connect Facebook community is where I love to play. I've got a community of women that are coming in from around the world, great women meeting great women, lifting each other up, really helping each other get their voices out to the world. I love my community. I feel really very honored about the women that are drawn to it because they're change makers. They're people, women who are out to make a big difference in the world and have important things, important messages that need to get out. That's who's in that community. So that's a really special place to be. So it's Extraordinary Women Connect on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And then my podcast is Extraordinary Women Radio, and I tell the stories of the most amazing women doing amazing things in the world, making impact. I'm going to have you on there, Carly. I can't wait to have you on there.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that opportunity too.
Yes. And it's such an honor. I'm about to hit 200 episodes over there. So I've been doing it for a little while. Not as long as you've been doing it, but it's just such a gift to get to play in the conversations that I get to have.
Isn't it though? I feel the same way. It's the community that you get to meet by listening to the stories and using that storytelling, which I know is another thing that you have promote a lot within your community. We didn't even get to that, but it's the stories that draw us together, create yes. community, create inspiration. And I'm really grateful to become part of your community as well.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you there as well. And then my website is cammygilner.com. So that gives you all it talks about my mastermind program that I run and mm-hmm. All the different things that I've got. But it's between those areas, those three mm-hmm. different places, that's a good place to catch me.
Wonderful. And we'll have that all linked down in the show notes so everyone can go and check that out later. Cammy, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all of your wisdom and inspiration. And thank you all for tuning in and listening. I hope that there's a little bit that you can take away, a nugget to help you get closer to your why, closer to that space of integrity, and really start to feel that uplifting in your mind, body, spirit, and overall health.
Thank you for having me, Carly. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. All right. Well, until next time, everyone, be well.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed what you heard and got a little something out of it. Now remember, the information expressed in these interviews is for informational and not diagnostic or treatment purposes. However, I hope you find that having the right information and resources can go a long way to helping you on your healthcare journey. Ask the right questions and seek out professional help.